over there, over there. Send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums rum coming everywhere. So prepare.
On January 6th, U.S. Navy ships in the Strait of Hormuz off Iran came close to Iranian boats and heard the following over Channel 16, an open radio channel. The audio isn't great, so I'll tell you in advance that you're going to hear someone saying, "I am coming to you." Then you will hear the U.S. naval response, and it continues from there.
I am coming to you.
Inbound small craft. You are approaching a coalition warship operating in international waters. Your identity is not known. Your intentions are unclear. You are standing into danger and may be subject to defensive measures. Request you establish communications now or alter your course immediately to remain clear of you. Request you alter course immediately to remain clear.
We will explode after 2 minutes.
We will explode after a few minutes.
Now, if you were on a U.S. Navy ship, nobody could blame you, really, for interpreting that as a threat from the advancing Iranian craft. But in the aftermath of that incident, the U.S. Navy has not officially attributed the audio to the Iranian ships. And now some are saying the transmission actually came from the so-called Filipino monkey, a prankster or collection of pranksters who may be responsible for that incident and who've been allegedly responsible for other renegade radio chatter over the last 25 years. So who or what is this Filipino monkey? To answer that question, we turn to Dave Brown. He's the managing editor at the Navy Times who's been following this story. Hey, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Thanks for joining us this morning. Before we get to the nitty-gritty of this, we should mention that the term Filipino monkey, this is a derogatory term, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we tried to point that out in our story on Friday. We called it ethnically insulting because it is indeed derogatory.
And do you know the origins of how that
used? No, I sure don't.
One of our producers did some digging. Apparently, there are a lot of Filipinos who work on military boats, and so that is sometimes used as a racial slur. But is it okay to refer to the person or the phenomenon as the Filipino monkey that we're going to talk about?
Well, let's just pretend we have quotes around it, and I think we'll be okay.
Okay, let's establish that from the get-go. So let's get right to it. What have you discovered about this phenomenon? Is this a person? Is this a group of people?
Well, you know, we put the story out on the web on Friday, and this has kind of exploded on the blogosphere, and you tend to hear from a lot of current and former surface warfare ship types who all have their own story about dealing with radio hecklers, including the Filipino monkey. And it's really quite a spectrum. I mean, we've talked to people who dealt with it as far back as 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say it's one person. A lot of people believe it's many people. A lot of people believe that anybody who gets on that frequency you mentioned and does any taunting or harassment or anything becomes the Filipino monkey. So it's this kind of floating handle for anybody who wants to get on the radio and make mischief.
And does this, for people who don't follow this, does this happen a lot? There are a lot of hecklers. A lot of people use that specific universal open channel for pranks?
According to the people we're talking to, we talked to several ship drivers who'd gone through the Strait of Hormuz many times, and they said this is just part of the environment, part of the chatter. The issue is, as you mentioned, this is Channel 16, the International Emergency Distress Frequency. You have to keep that channel open because if you're a Navy warship and there's a boat that's near you that's taking on water or has some sort of emergency, they need to be able to get to that warship to say, "Hey, I need help," so that warship can render assistance. So you need to keep the lines of communication open. But unfortunately, people take advantage of that fact, and they've got pretty much a captive audience if they have a radio and the urge to make some mischief.
Dave, if that line is so important to keep open, I have to imagine it's protected in some way by some sort of international maritime law. Why haven't they gone after these people who are the hecklers?
Well, like I said, you need to keep it open. You know, if you had crank calls at 911, would you shut down 911?
Right.
You just have to keep that open. You just have to stay on the safe side. And the Navy personnel who go through the strait just know that this is one of the things they have to, they just have to put up with and try to be above it.
So you've, Dave, spoken with several ship drivers who've alleged that this character may have been responsible for this Strait of Hormuz incident.
And it's important to say may, because there's no, you know, there's no one-to-one connection. It's just the people we've talked to say it's just a high likelihood that this is this person. And one thing they also point out is when you listen to that audio that you played earlier, even though it was still pretty garbled, there was not a lot of background noise when you heard the threat, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to imagine that if this was one of the Iranians who was bobbing up and down in those small boats in front of the three ships, you'd hear wind. You'd hear waves. You'd hear motor noises. They'd be shouting. The Strait of Hormuz is a very active place, and the Navy ships that were moving, you can tell if you look at the video, they were moving very rapidly. So if this had come from one of the guys in the boats, it wouldn't have been as clean. You would have had a lot of background.
Right, there's no ambient noise.
Correct.
I also have to say, the first time I heard that, it sounded ridiculous. It kind of sounded like it was a joke.
Yeah, and that actually, when I first heard it, that lent credence, because it sounded like a joke, so you thought, wow, if it sounds like a joke, it must be real.
Now, one weird thing, we saw on TV that this video of these Iranian boats moving towards the American ships, then there was this audio we heard earlier. It turns out the audio and the video were mixed together by the Pentagon.
Well, they weren't mixed. You'll notice, you'll see the video, and then when they cut to the radio threat, it's over. The screen goes black, so that way you can tell that they didn't want to play the audio loop over existing footage, because you would think that would be mixing. So the Pentagon actually did separate it, and I think it's important to point out that at no time, in fairness, at no time did anyone in the Navy ever say, these are the Iranians in the boats. They've, since the beginning, they've said the origin was unknown.
Okay, but it clearly was indicative. There was an implication made there by playing the audio in the
first
place.
Sure, just putting it together. But you can imagine the Navy was in a difficult position, because if they hadn't played the audio, then they would have been accused of selectively editing what happened.
And think about what happened with the USS Cole. It's understandable why someone would jump to that conclusion.
Yeah.
Sure, and it happened at the same time. And even after we started talking about this phenomenon of radio hecklers, officials in the Gulf and in the U.S. have said, you know, while it may be hecklers, it was a pretty coincidental thing. If you imagine, these small boats are circling these ships, and at the very moment they're doing it, this voice comes over. So if you're the ship captain, this must ratchet up.
A very eerie coincidence, level. At the very least. Dave Brown is the managing editor for Navy Times. Thanks very much, Dave, for explaining the myth and history of the Filipino monkey. Very complex story. Thanks,
Dave. Thank you very much.
Coming up, a preview of the Sundance Film Festival on the BPP from NPR News.